can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You don't start back doing those things you used to do.
We're speaking with Pat Donahue, who leads the Prairie All-Stars. The song is called Maybelline. To some, it's a classic rock song, but Pat, to others, this kind of old song seems like a whole new thing.
It could be brand new to a lot of people, younger people, because it was maybe the earliest Chuck Berry hit. But we've reimagined it in the way we do in our band, and it's more of a country bluegrass song now, the way we do it. But that's kind of what we do in Prairie All-Stars. We're limited only by what I'm able to play, and then the other guys are just in on it. So it often grows into a beautiful thing when we start off with just a song.
Giving new spins on old songs, you do a lot of that. And is that something that you decided to do, or is it just the organic process of music creation in a band setting?
I'd say the latter. It grew from when we all played together on a Prairie Home Companion and the Guys All-Star Shoe Band, and pretty much came up with new music every week. And so when you kind of learn the way to do that is to start with something and add to it slowly until it's something that's really good. Well, we kind of learned how to do that, and so we do it pretty much spontaneously now.
'Cause I was a motivating over the hill, I saw Maybelline in a coupe de ville, a Cadillac rolling on the open road, nothing outrun my V8 4. Cadillac doing about 95, she's bumper and bumper and side to side. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You don't start back doing that thing you used to do. Well, the Cadillac pulled up ahead of Ford got hot, wouldn't do no more. Then got cloudy and started to rain. I tooted my horn for passing lane. Rainwater blowing all under my hood. I knew that was doing my motor good. Maybelline, why can't you be true? Oh, Maybelline, why can't you be true? You don't start back doing the things you used to do.
We're speaking with Pat Donahue of the Prairie All-Stars. You do well-known songs, and you give space to some songs that you write. And do you write from life, or do you write from imagination, or is it some combination?
I think it's a combination of the two things. And I sit down with a guitar, maybe, and strum some chords, and often I'll just start singing something until it turns into some words. And most of the time, you forget about it. But every once in a while, you'll snag on a phrase that makes you think about something that you want to write about or say something about musically. And sometimes it grows like that. Other times I'll just have a lyric that I want to make rhyming couplets with for humorous purposes and do it that way.
What was it like writing Love You Like I Do?
It was a while back, for one thing, but I remember thinking it was a bit out of my stylistic zone. It's a kind of a fiddle-driven bluegrass minor key up-tempo song. It's about the only one that I probably do, and I wrote it, so it's a mystery to me as to why, but I do like it.
When you bring a new song to the band, something that you wrote, what do the guys in the group say?
There was the period of the Prairie Home years where I would come in with a new song pretty much every week, and the reaction to it was that they would play it all together after I got done playing it for everybody, and then unless there was a deafening silence and what else you got, then we would work it up a little bit, and they pretty much, you know, went along with it because the sound of the band was that. Now, when I come up with a new song, I present it pretty much on the spot, either in performance or right before, and we just do it because we're intuitive enough. And I try to write in general enough musical terms and broad enough strokes that really great musicians don't have trouble playing the first time.
I've heard from many that early on in a song's band genesis is a great time to record it or a great time to perform it because everybody's really focused on it and everybody's really into creating it. And I guess this group finds that to be true.
It's true pretty much every time we go on stage. It's a very reactive group. And I start playing something and before you know it, it just sounds great. So I just have to worry about my part. Do that right and everybody else sounds great.
Well, I know why the summer sky needs the burning sun. And I know why the wild geese fly when the winter comes. Well, I don't know, I need you so, I just know it's true. And I don't know why I love you like I do. Lordy mama,
don't know why I love you like I do.
The Prairie All-Stars does your song, Land of Make-Believe. What was the inspiration for this one?
I have to say that the original inspiration was that I needed to write a song for the radio show, The Prairie Home Companion. But what really set it on fire and made it a good song is the fact that when I took it to rehearsal, the band immediately started playing on it in a way that I had envisioned, and it really sounded great. And so it inspired me to write the rest of the song, which didn't turn out to be a knockoff song at all. I like the song, so it developed in a way because of the band.
What about the lyrics do you especially like?
I like that they're just a little bit vague, and when you say, what is it about, I can't really answer that question, except that it forms an image in my mind and hopefully in others.
Come along now, pretty mama, while the stars are shining bright, to the land of make-believe. I'm gonna take you there tonight. Meet me at your bedroom window round about midnight. In the land of make-believe, everything will be alright. It's a dream without sleeping. It's a place without a time, where your heart can see forever and your love is blind. And I can love you like you want me to. You can love me like I need. When we're all alone together,
information about Pat Donahue and the Prairie All-Stars, the web address is patdonahue.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.